Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Gallup, a friend of the family and chairman of your committee on facts and figures. As a matter of fact, we shall encounter together the following colorful figures. A beautiful gypsy maiden, a sailor all at sea, a kiss goodnight, the daughter of a regiment, a dream walking, numerous gentlemen songsters off on a spree, two lovers parting, and a make-believe princess, name of Pat. One by one, we'll meet these charming people in the persons of Patrice Munsell, Earl Wrightson, Jack Smith, Al Goodman, and his orchestra, beginning now with Rudolph Simmel's Giannina Mia from The Firefly, Patrice and the chorus. Wrightson and something special in the sea shanty line. Why the nautical atmosphere, Earl?
Why, didn't I ever tell you, Frank? We Wrightsons are a seagoing family. My father was with Dewey at Manila. My grandfather was with Farragut at Mobile Bay. His father was with Nelson at Trafalgar. And his father was Sinbad the Sailor.
What does that make you?
Awfully seasick, Frank.
I saw three witches watching me, and they screamed and they laughed, oh, as they heard the black northeaster blow. Then they cried, "You silly young sailor bones, you'll very soon dine with Davy Jones." Says I, a fast and a job we had, there's lots to be done ere it comes to that. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. So went bowling over the rolling, sea. They may keep their throats for other folk, but they won't frighten me. So I went bowling over the rolling, sea. They may keep their throats for other folk, but they won't frighten me. But when I stepped upon the quay, there were three pretty maids who watched for me. Three pretty maids who looked so nice. I kissed them once, I kissed them twice. You love me best, said the first to me. You love me first, said number three. I'll never give you up, said number two. So what was a sailor boy to do? Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. So we went strolling down by the rolling, sea. If you can't be true to one or two, you're much better off with three. So we went strolling down by the rolling, sea. If you can't be true to one or two, you're much better off with three.
No dreamy, draggy style. Smith sings with a jaunty bounce, the result of years of having to sound cheerful too early in the day. Can this be true, Jack?
Well, I did hit a lot of early morning microphones at one time, but what's so hard about sounding cheerful? As far as I'm concerned, it's just as easy to be cheerful at 7:15 a.m. as it is at 7:15 p.m.
Lucky man. How about, 5:10 p.m. Eastern Time right now?
Perfect.
Proceed, my friend.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 kisses.
Well, a kiss good night may be right, but remember this, that little kiss good night leads to another kiss.
One kiss leads to another.
Yes, a kiss good night with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss. And a little kiss good night leads to another kiss.
Once you start, you can't stop, brother.
Now it's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace. Listen, Mrs. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout thing. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at three or four. Cause a kiss
goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
When it's time to part and the goodnight stops, I found the conditions like this. There's a reason why every scheming guy wants to end it with a kiss.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this,
that the little kiss goodnight leads to another kiss.
Kiss goodnight, a kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss.
And the little kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. Now it's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place.
Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid
as to do a turnabout face. So it
just ain't right to kiss goodnight
and stop at three or four. Cause a little kiss goodnight
leads to one, two, three, four, five, six, several more.
Please. Munsell and a group of songs from Donizetti's light opera, The Daughter of the Regiment. What regiment, Patrice, and how did it happen to acquire a daughter?
Well, it was one of Napoleon's regiments, Frank. In the opera, the soldiers find an abandoned orphan in Switzerland and adopt a sort of mascot. Of course, she turns out to be related to nobility, so she can't possibly marry the handsome officer she loves.
And so she marries the handsome officer anyway in the end.
Have you seen the opera, Frank?
No, I'm waiting for the movie. But I have heard the lovely music, Pat, and I'm anxious to hear it again right now. On the prolific pen of Johnny Mercer, dipped in West Coast reverie, comes Dream, an opportunity for Al Goodman and the orchestra. Campus this year will have a different look, for hundreds of thousands of veterans will turn in coming days from gun sights to textbooks, from cannon to calculus, from flamethrowers to football. And in this human reconversion lies our hope for the future. The return to learning is made possible and attractive by the Servicemen's Adjustment Act, the GI Bill of Rights. Here's what it provides in general.
Any boy who has had 90 days or more of active service is eligible to 12 full months of educational training in an approved school of his choice, with tuition up to $500 paid by the government, plus a living allowance of $50 each month if he is without dependents, or $75 each month if he has dependents. If the veteran is under 25 years of age, he is entitled to an additional period of schooling equal to the time he has spent in service, but not to exceed 4 years. Paid for by Uncle Sam at the same rate.
The Congress has been generous. The response should be enthusiastic. And so there'll be a different color in the academic spectrum this year, a different note in the campus scale, an overtone of beachheads in Normandy and the Pacific atolls, echoes of strange places and stern deeds. perhaps the old songs will take on a new meaning. Songs like this one.
To the table down at Maury, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we loved so well. Sing the whiffin poots assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing love, the songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and the burning and the red? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the red. With poor little lambs who have lost our way.
Of this melody, a front-ranked American music maker, was born in Hungary and schooled in Vienna. His first composition, written at 16, was a military march dedicated to the Grand Duchess Clotilde, sister of Emperor Franz Joseph. His most recent operetta has to do with Tammany Hall and Central Park. This is Auf Wiedersehen from Blue Paradise by Sigmund Romberg,
wife of Fritz Mansell and Earl Reichen.
Love lives ever, knowing no word like goodbye. When all else fails.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.